Hey there, fellow travel lovers, and welcome to Wanderlust at 35 Plus, the podcast that explores travel during our peak season of life. I'm your host, Stephanie Ritz, an entrepreneur and full-time traveler, and I'll be your guide on this incredible adventure. If you're at a point in life where you're craving more excitement, exploration, and unforgettable moments, you're in the right place, my friend. This is your ticket to discovering the world and redefining what it means to live life to the fullest. In each episode, I'll share practical tips for making travel a lifestyle and take you behind the scenes of travel life as I share the ups and downs of life abroad. So whether you're a seasoned traveler looking for fresh inspo or just starting to dream of making travel a lifestyle, Wanderlust at 35 Plus is your compass to a life well-traveled and filled with adventure, and maybe even a little shenanigans. Let's go. Hey, hey, travel friend. Welcome to another Travel Tuesday Quickie episode. In the travel space, we talk a lot about the benefits of having status to elevate your travel experience. And there's no doubt that the benefits of status are often a really nice way to get upgrades and freebies. But the bigger question is it worth staying loyal to a brand, spending money with that brand, or getting a credit card to get status with that brand when it comes to airlines? All the way back to episode number one, I share how hotel status can really be a game changer for your stay, but I generally don't believe this to be true for airlines. There's an exception to this rule, which I'll share, so stick with me, but I have to say that as a full-time traveler, I don't make the effort to gain status with an airline. I fly almost every single month, and I do my research and due diligence on pricing across all airlines. And the numbers don't lie. If you want to save the most money on your travels, you have to be willing to fly the carrier that offers the best rate or redemption offer for points and miles. I have saved thousands of dollars by transferring points to different airlines thanks to the flexibility I have with the right suite of credit cards. They are not airline-specific or co-branded credit cards, which gives me the option to fly the carrier with the best cost value. If I were consistently trying to pick one brand or even one alliance program, I would, without a doubt, end up spending more money. Flexibility here is key. Let me break this down even further by considering what perks you get with mid-tier status, something very achievable, with most airlines versus how I approach these same scenarios by flying the best value carrier. Status perk number one, pick your seat for free. Okay, but if I end up paying somewhere between $25 and $100 to choose my seat in advance, I may still be saving money by picking a better cost airline. And if I'm using points and booking a business class seat, I'll probably be able to book it for free anyway. For example, British Airways doesn't let you book your seat in advance for free. But if I'm flying business class, there aren't too many worst case scenarios no matter where I end up sitting in business class. Status perk number two, free upgrades. Same response that if I'm booking with points, I'm guaranteed a business class seat, whereas your status doesn't actually guarantee you anything. You gotta hope for that upgrade, and that's not something that I'm willing to take a chance on for long-haul flights. Status perk number three, free bags. Same still, if I'm flying business class, my bags are already flying for free. And if I'm not, well, does the price of my bags cost more than flying with the airline I'm trying to get status with versus another airline that has a better price? Make sure you're doing the math. Number four, lounge access. Some status holders do get free lounge access. But if you go back and listen to episode number 20, you'll learn that there's lots of ways to get lounge access no matter which airline you fly. Number five, early boarding. Same story here, different perk. If you redeem your points for business class, you're going to get early boarding anyway. And if you're flying premium economy or economy, but early boarding is a major priority for you, then yeah, perhaps status is worth it. But this perk in particular doesn't necessarily make or break my travel experience. Number 6, free Wi-Fi on the plane. You know the drill by now, business class perks with points, but the free Wi-Fi can also be obtained through other means. For example, I get free Wi-Fi through my T-Mobile cell phone plan. Just saying. There are more scenarios that we could run through, but at the end of the day, look at the cost and value of the perks of your status versus how much you could save or experience perks in different ways by choosing the airline that is the best value for your trip. The exception to this rule is for those who fly the same routes or have an airline hub at their home airport that you're flying frequently. For example, my home airport was always Philly International, and American Airlines was my go-to airline. This was the brand I almost always chose, and they typically had the best options out of that airport. If I had to pay an extra $7,500 more to fly American Airlines, it generally was worth it for the benefits and the points I'd receive flying American. Which is the last thing I want to address here. But just to wrap up this exception, if you're traveling for work or seeing family and using the same airline all the time, it's generally worth doing what you can to get the status. So pay attention to how close you are to the next tier so that you can be strategic in booking your flights and getting all those extra perks. Remembering also that there are credit cards that will give you automatic status to help you boost your regular use of that airline. The Citi AA Advantage card is one that I find worth it when I'm flying American, and they don't make it easy to get points since they are extremely limited with their transfer partners, so it could be worth getting a co-branded credit card in this circumstance. And I want to remind you that the opportunity to chat with me one-on-one for free to get some recommendations on the right credit card for your travel goals is available for a limited time. The link to book this is in the show notes. This is for U.S. residents who are looking for some insight on how to maximize points and miles so that they can fly for free or a little money. Okay, so the last point I want to make is about the point accumulation part of this. Obviously, being consistent with a certain brand allows you to accumulate points faster. However, generally, if you're flying with a brand that's part of an alliance, you can assign your points to your preferred airline. So for example, if I'm paying a cash fare on British Airways, I can assign my points to American Airlines. I generally have one airline that I assign my points to for each of the three main alliances. I'll link the free downloadable guide to airline alliances in the show notes so that you can see which airlines are a part of which alliance, so it makes it a little bit more clear. So grab that link to download your free guide for the airline alliances and book in a free call for some insight on which travel credit cards may be the right fit for you. And until next time, my friend, remember that loyalty might get you a few extra peanuts, but the real reward lies in the freedom to explore new destinations, no matter how you get there. See you next time. Thanks for listening and being a part of our Wanderlust at 35 Plus travel community. I hope you're feeling inspired and excited to start planning your next adventure. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed our travel chat, a 5-star rating and review goes a long way in helping other travel lovers to find us. My friend, this is the perfect time to write your own travel story. So whether you're a newbie, a seasoned explorer, or a solo traveler, now is the time to fulfill those travel dreams and start making memories. Until next time, remember, life is short, but the world is wide. Let's make every moment count. Safe travels, and I'll see you on the next episode of Wanderlust at 35 Plus.